Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechta Saita, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find your Zivug Hagun, Bekarav Mamish. And the Mishnah says, Bye Bayam Darsha B'kiva on that day, B'kiva Darshand. What's that day? So when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi, the doors of the Beis Medrash were open wide and everyone was invited. Previously, it was limited to select few Chachamim, but now anyone who wanted to learn was allowed to. And on that day, many new Joshes and Halachas were expounded, and so whenever Mishnah says, Bye Bayam, it's referring to that day. And the reason why we're bringing this up over here is because in the previous Mishnah, we had a Josh from Rabbi Kiva, which was darshened by Bayayim, so now we're going to have more Joshes. And before we continue, since the Mishnah discusses Tumah, let's remind ourselves that the highest level of Tumah is a dead body, that's Avi Avos, and when someone touches it, it becomes an Ava Tumah, which is one level down, and then when someone touches an Ava, it becomes a Rishon, and when someone touches a Rishon, it becomes a Sheni. Now, the lightest level of Tumah when dealing with regular Chulin is a Sheni, and it's so light that even if it touches something else, it doesn't impart any other Tumah, unless it touches Truma or Kudshim, and those can become a Shlishi. Now, over here, we're going to be talking about a Sheretz, so let's remember that a sheretz is an ava toma. And with that, we begin quoting a pasuk. V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem al toichai, kol asher b'soichai yitma, any kli cheres, any earthenware kli, that it falls inside, it is referring to dead sheretz, so anything inside is tame. And this is referring to even if the sheretz is in the avi, or it's in the airspace of the kli cheres, the cheres itself, the earthenware, the kli, becomes tame, which means it's going to be a rishon, and it means that any food which is touching kli cheres will become a sheni. Now here's Rabbi Kiva's drasha. Eino yemer tame. It doesn't use the word tame, ela yitma. It uses the word yitma. And what is Yitma tell us, latame acherim, that this becomes so tame that it could be matame other things as well. And what does that teach us? Limel kikar sheni shematame sashlishi, that a kikar sheni, a loaf of bread, it doesn't have to be a loaf of bread, that's just a standard food that we refer to, and so a loaf of bread that becomes a sheni could be matame something else to become a shlishi. That's a big chiddush, because as we just said, when we're talking about chulin, it can't become a shlishi, but according to Rabbi Kiva, it could. Now, I'm Rabbi Shua says, miigal offer meinech Rabbi Yechem and Zakai, who's going to reveal the dirt from your eyes, Rabbi Yechem and Zakai? Rabbi Yechem and Zakai was already nifter. And reveal the dirt from eyes is a lashon of tchias amesim. Who's going to bring you back to life, Rabbi Yechem and Zakai, and tell you the following? Shoyisaimer, you used to say asid dar acher latar kikar shlishi. In the future generations, they're going to be matahar kikar shlishi. Even if it's truma, they're going to say that it can't become tamei shlishi. She'ein lemikar menatayr shu tamei, because there's no pasuk in the Torah that says that it's tamei. V'aloya kiva talmidcha mevi lemikar menatayr shu tamei. Rabbi Kiva, your talmid, he's bringing a pasuk from the Torah that says that it's tamei. Shenemar, the pasuk says kol asher b'seicha yitma, and that's the drasha. And it's important to point out that Rabbi Kiva was not actually Rabbi Yechem and Zakai's Talmud, he was a Talmud of a Talmud. Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechem and Zakai, but we're calling him a Talmud because he was so chashuv and because of a lot of his drashas. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Bebeyam Darsha B'Kiva, on that day, Rabbi Kiva darshan another drasha. What is this referring to? So we know that all Shvatim got a Nachla, a portion in Eretz Yisrael, except for Levi. However, the Torah tells us that 48 cities scattered over Eretz Yisrael were given to them, and these are called the Ari Halavim. And besides for the city itself, a designated area outside the city was also given to them. As we begin with a pasuk about the Ari Halavim, and you shall measure outside the city towards the eastern direction 2,000 amos. And the pasuk continues that you should measure this 2,000 amos in all other directions as well. However, there's another pasuk that says that from the wall of the city and outside you shall measure 1,000 amos. So here's the problem: you can't say that only 1,000 amos is measured outside the city because we have a different pasuk that says 2,000 amos, and we have shalom alpayim amos. You can't say 2,000 amos is measured shikvar nemar elef because we have a different pasuk that says only 1,000 amos is measured. So haketzad, how do we understand this discrepancy? And the answer is elef amah migrash valpayim amah tchum shabbos. When it says elef amah 1,000 amos, that's referring to migrash, an open area outside the city of 1,000 amos. Just has to be left empty for the beautification of the city. No planting or building or do anything like that. Just leave it so that the city has an open area outside that makes it beautiful. And 2,000 amos means tchum shabbos. We know that one is limited to tchum shabbos. He's only allowed to walk this distance outside the city, and that distance is 2,000 amos. That's what the pasuk is telling us. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Eshu, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Aymer, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, says that no, elef amah migrash, elef amah is for the migrash, whereas valpayim amah sadeh sukramim, another 1,000 amahs for a total of 2,000, that's allowed to be used for fields and vineyards, and it's not telling us about Chum Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey with more Joshua's from Bay Bayayim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.